have Kathy Benner. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. And here in the studio, we have Reba Hilton. Good morning, Reba.
Good morning.
And for the Nonprofit Spotlight. And it is that time of the year, of course, for Bald Eagles and Hanes. And I believe that's what we're here to talk about.
Yeah, here to talk about and here to officially celebrate this weekend. We live in such a unique place here, and we just want to celebrate that. So I'm pretty excited to be a part of this festival this year.
Yeah, I was just at the highway yesterday, and they're picking up out there. Definitely seeing lots of those birds.
Yeah, it's a little warmer than we'd like, but and lots of water in the river still. But it's still, there's a lot of eagles that have come in for this festival, mm-hmm. and some people are coming in too. So it'll be a nice time for the community to come out and celebrate our special place.
Yes, that is true. Typically, the colder weather brings more of the eagles in, having this one open area for them to attract in. But nonetheless, it's always the Valley of the Eagles here.
Yeah, we're pretty excited to be hosting the festival this year. We're starting things off on Friday, and they will end on Sunday afternoon. We kind of did it around the ferry schedule this year, kind of condensed a little weekend instead of having everything all spread out. This is actually the first year I've even participated in the Bald Eagle Festival. We've heard that it's been poorly attended the last few years. I mean, of course, there's COVID, so we all have that going for us, or had that going for us. But now we're rebounding. We had a good year in tourism, so we're looking forward to welcoming our guest for this particular festival, because it's pretty quiet around here these days.
Indeed.
But we're going to start things off on Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock at Hanes Brewing, and we're just going to do a little informal meet and greet there. So if there are any community members that would like to come in, or some of our visitors, we're just going to be available to chat all things Hanes in a celebratory way. Newly elected Mayor Morfitt will be there. I'll be there, and then the borough manager, Annette Kreitzer, will be there as well. So I'm looking forward to that. One of my goals when I was hired on as tourism director for Hanes was to meet a lot of the people and to talk about the upcoming season and whatnot. And I did a fairly good job of that, but there are just so many people to meet. So there are a few of you out there that I'm looking forward to still having conversations with. So I hope you come out and be a part of that. It'll be a great way to kick off the festival. And then from 3 to 5 p.m., the Sheldon Museum, right after school, is hosting Celebrating Eagles in Their Habitat. And they'll have some activities there for the kids and some light snacks. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to do a mini parade. That is kind of Mayor Morfitt's little parade. He's all about parades, so he's taking the lead on that, literally. So pretty excited about that. And then at 5 o'clock, right after the parade, we'll be going over to the American Bald Eagle Foundation for a Flights Forward welcoming party, which we're going to have some complimentary snacks, and then you'll have some beverages available for purchase. And what's kind of new this year, typically there's been a $100 fee for participating, which would cover a dinner and transportation and whatnot. But this year we are foregoing that. We're just having our out-of-town guest or anyone locally that needs a ride pay for that, so we can recoup those costs. But we really just wanted to have an opportunity for local nonprofits in particular to raise funds, and especially with all the guests coming in that have been asking, and we just keep putting the message out there, like, yeah, there's going to be plenty of opportunities for you to spread it around in our community. And we'll be doing that at first at the Flights Forward welcome party, with all the profits from the beverages consumed. And if you wanted to put in some money for those complimentary appetizers, you can put that in, and everything will go to the Bald Eagle Foundation. So, Kathy, you want to talk a little bit more about what's happening at the foundation that first Friday night?
Sure, absolutely. First of all, just to let everyone know that we will be open during the festival time, and of course, locals get in for free. And so Friday we'll open at 9 a.m. We'll close at 4 p.m., and then the event starts at 5. And it's called Flights Forward, and it's live, as Reba said, we'll have live music by a local pianist, Mike Reynolds. We'll have beverages and hors d'oeuvres. Local artist Tom Ganner is signing his 2023 Alaska Bald Eagle Festival limited edition poster. The museum and gift shop will be opened, and we will also have a local photographer, Brian Starseth, signing prints in the gift shop. He'll be there all weekend, actually. And then we have two very special presentations. Our featured speaker will be Maya Edwards, and she is our new assistant director at the foundation. Her talk is called Flight into the Future, and it's about the long-term acoustic monitoring of bald eagles and identifying their primary repertoire in Haines and developing a community outreach program to introduce the public to acoustic ecology. So that sounds very interesting. And our guest speaker is board member Dr. Heather Houston, and she is the associate professor of genetics at Cornell University and the director of their Raptor program. And her talk is titled The Genetics of Balto, and as most of us know, he is the famed sled dog of the Nome Serum Run, and this is about him and his genetic sequencing, which Heather has done, and so I'm very excited for that talk as well. Yeah, and then we'll be open the rest of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
That's great, Kathy. It's wonderful to have the foundation open. The Hammer Museum will also be open that weekend, as well as the Sheldon Museum. And then on Saturday, we can all go up to the Heritage Center in Clukwan, and they will be open as well, which is great. But to continue the evening on Friday, we just wanted to have lots of options for people to do. So at 7:30, there's also going to be a film showing for the Alaska Arts Confluence is hosting that, and it's the Eagle Huntress. And then in the evening, the Pioneer Bar is going to be hosting trivia and open mic night as well. So lots to do this Friday. For Saturday, we have everything centered around Clukwan and, of course, the Eagle Preserve, so that's going to be a lovely day. We'll have transportation that you do have to sign up for in advance, and the cost is $50 if you need a ride up and back. And just call the Visitor Center for more details on that, or you can go onto our visithaines.com website and just sign up there if you like. But at 12 o'clock, we're kind of kicking it off out at Clukwan doing a welcoming by Lonnie Strong Hotch, and with special guest Mario Benassi. And they'll be introducing the film Habitat and Harmony, which was recently aired on PBS, and it's an Eagle homage. And so we really look forward to that premiere here in the Valley. And what better place to do it than Clukwan? And so we also will have a talk about biodiversity from Talk Chinook. So they'll be there as well. Kind of a nice place. The welcoming center there in Clukwan will be open, as well as the Heritage Center. So you can take tours if you want. They will be available. And then in the evening, when it's dark and getting a little colder outside, we'll be celebrating back in town. One of the things here at the Chilkat Center that I'm really excited about is we're bringing in a photographer. He's been coming to the area for the last few years, and he's a professional, and he brings folks up and gives them pointers on how to photograph bald eagles and wildlife. And he is really, really good. I have a problem pronouncing his last name. Marley, you want to try it?
Oh, putting me on the spot. Okay.
Yeah.
Right? I would say Buldukian.
Very good. We'll just call him Mark. So mm-hmm. Mark's coming up, and he is awesome. He's already been here this year photographing the bears out at Chilkoot. So it was wonderful to meet him. We showed him the area, the space here at the Chilkat Center, where he'll be showing the film. And then in the lobby, Haines Huts and Trails will be hosting a silent auction. So we're pretty excited about that. We've been gathering art pieces and whatnot for that benefit as well. So like I said, lots of opportunities to kind of spread the wealth around and celebrate and support our nonprofits. So after that slideshow and talk, we'll have the evening can carry on at the Pioneer Bar with karaoke at 9 o'clock. Kind of a favorite in the area. And then we'll be wrapping things up Sunday. The Haynes Dolphins are they're going to do a Feast of the Flock, a pancake feed at the school. So breakfast on a Sunday morning always sounds good, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Haynes High School cafeteria, or the Haynes School cafeteria. And that will be a fundraiser for the Haynes Dolphin Swim Team. And then we'll be wrapping up our event from 11 to 12:30 p.m. at the Haynes Library with a Legacy and Eagles closing tribute with the history of the preserve and the foundation and a lifelong dedication honor to Dave Allrude and all of he has done for our community. I think it's really important to celebrate people while they're still with us, and we want to do just that, and we're going to kick it off this new tradition by honoring the very worthy person, Dave Allrude, who was integral in the forming of the foundation. And his participation is much appreciated. So we're going to honor him. Looking forward to that. We will have light refreshments available, some coffee and some sweets for you as well. And then that will wrap up for this year's Bald Eagle Festival. So I'm pretty excited about that. We already have 25 people from out of town signed up for the shuttle. We get calls and inquiries every day about just questions about attending. There's also a ferry on Saturday. And with Friday being Veterans Day, it's a nice way for our neighbors to come in from other communities and be here as well. So I know we're going to get quite a few people from Juneau already that I've personally talked to. So I'm pretty excited about that. And if you can hear this message, I just want you to know that you are invited to the Bald Eagle Festival. You should have gotten in your local newspaper. There's an insert with the itinerary out and the schedule for all the events. So pick a day, come every day, or just pick one event and show up. But this festival is for you. If you can hear this message, I just want you to know that you are personally invited.
Yeah, and this this poster is beautiful, and like there's just so clearly there's so much going on. But to you're going to see this around town, but you can also find this probably available on Facebook. And I see your little Instagram symbol down there. And, of course, at the Haynes, visit Haynes, right?
Visithaynes.com.
Visithaynes.com, of course. Yeah, and is there anything else, Kathy, that you'd like to mention? And for listeners out there, too, if you'd like to... maybe just reiterate your role there at the Bald Eagle Foundation?
Oh, sure. I am the executive director of the American Bald Eagle Foundation. I arrived in Haynes in April, and I'm very excited to be here. This is not my first festival. I actually have been coming up since the early 2000s in the capacity of working with the Juneau Raptor Center, and we used to bring up eagles to release during the festival. So it's very exciting to be on this end of it, and I'm hoping to see lots and lots of people at the foundation, and we are very excited to see all of you.
Yes, the eagle release was always a big part, but I know that doesn't always work out. But looks like there is plenty of awesome things to do, and this is exciting to just to see this this much happening just through the weekend. So. I guess that we're pretty close to the end of our time here. I guess, again, we have Reba Hilton here from the Haynes Tourism Office. And again, to find more information on the Bald Eagle Festival, you'll see the posters around town. Go visit Haynes.com, Facebook and Instagram. And anything else there?
You can always stop by the visitor center too. We're a little limited on hours this particular week. I mean, I had to close the doors to come here, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But you're always welcome to stop by. It's for locals as well. We do have some little gift bags that we are handing out, some coupons from local businesses and whatnot, and a magnet, those kind of things. And if you have got visitors coming into town, send them our way or bring them on in. It'd be lovely to say hi in person.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Reba, and thanks, Kathy, for joining us this morning for the Nonprofit Spotlight, and I wish you both a happy festival.
Thanks so much, Marley. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. And it is just about 9 o'clock, and we're going to hand it back over to Grace Robbins.